The king is jealous and wants to kill David, and David has to run. There is this moment where Saul stands in the front of a cave and David sneaks up on him. David has a chance to kill Saul, the man who is hunting him. But instead of killing the king, David lets him go, because Saul is the king that God has chosen. And David wants to do what God says is best, not just what is best for him. I wonder what you think that story tells us about the sort of person David is. I wonder what you think that story tells us about the God that David trusted. Eventually, David goes on to become king himself and continues to follow God's ways most of the time, at least. And some of us will think a bit next week about when David got it really wrong. But today, I want us to rewind back to the start of David's life to reflect a little more on what sort of person he was and what sort of God David trusted. Way back before any of those other things happened, God sent his prophet Samuel to David's family in search of a man who would one day take over from Saul and be king. Let me read to you some of what happened. Samuel did what the Lord said. He arrived at Bethlehem. The elders of the town met him. They were trembling with fear. They asked, "Have you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, I've come in peace. I've come to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. Set yourselves apart to him and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he set Jesse and his sons apart to the Lord. He invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab. He thought, "This has to be the one the Lord wants me to anoint for him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider how handsome or tall he is." I'm really pleased that God's not worried. "I have not chosen him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outside of a person, but the Lord looks at what is in the heart." Jesse has all seven of his sons walk before Samuel, and none of them fit the bill. So at last Samuel asks, "Are these the only sons you have?" "No," Jesse answered, "my youngest is taking care of the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We won't sit down to eat until he arrives." So Jesse sent for his son and had him brought in. He looked very healthy. He had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Get up and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel got the animal horn that was filled with olive oil. He anointed David in front of the others. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully on David. Let me show you something. It's here. I can do a magic trick. I can inflate this balloon without taking it off the bottle. Some of you are not sure, are you? I'm only about 80% sure. I'm not certain, but I can. Do you think I can do it?
Yep.
It just sort of goes a bit like this. See? That's not bad, is it? You shouldn't be like, I mean, if you want to clap God, because it's just, you know, chemistry. It may have looked like all I had was a bottle of water and a deflated balloon, but, and I know this is going to surprise you, there was something inside there that you couldn't see. And it did something. I was going to say amazing, but it did something. The Bible describes David as a man after God's own heart. There was something in him that others couldn't see, and he did something amazing. There are things in each of us that maybe the world around us cannot see, but that God knows. God sees the depths of our hearts. He knows our failures and successes. He sees our fears. He knows our talents. He knows the depths of our love. David conquered Goliath because he trusted God. David spared Saul because he wanted to follow God's ways. David wrote poems and songs to the Lord that he loved. I love David. I think he really is a hero of faith, not because he was good with a sling or because he wrote great poetry, but because his heart was in the right place. Because he wanted to do what God wanted. I wonder what God sees in your heart. I wonder if you, like David, know that God is with you through all things, that you belong to him. I wonder what you might need to do to follow God's ways today. David is one of my heroes. He is undoubtedly a hero of faith. And we've had this sort of small series over the summer where we've been thinking about heroes of the Christian faith. And in a few weeks, on the 15th of September, so 3 weeks, there will be an opportunity for some of you to share briefly who your heroes of faith are. It might be a biblical character. It might be a great person from history who inspires you in your faith, but there'll be an opportunity. So begin to think, is there something I'd like to share about a hero of my faith? When I started that, I said briefly, please don't come with a 25-minute introduction to your favourite biblical character, because we won't have time to get through them all. But it would be great to hear who inspires you in your faith. But as for now, we're going to close this part of our time together in song. The band, I hope, are going to come and join me, and we're going to sing a song that reminds us of who we are in God, loved by our Saviour, filled with his Spirit, connected to the Father. We're going to stand together and sing Blessed Assurance.